Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah,
let's catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio tonight, the Bibbings Property Group, Keller Williams, Shelley Bussey, the buyer's agent, Judy Bibbings, owner of Keller Williams, and of course the Bibbings Group. Judy's got 18 years of real estate experience, 45-star reviews, easy to find online, and has moved quite a bit in her life, too. So so she has some sympathy. She understands what you're going through when you're moving. Shelley, how many years have you been? It's been more than like 3 or 4 or 5 or...
We are going on 4 years.
4 years.
With the Bibbings Property Group. 4 wonderful years.
And as any of us who run businesses know, the person who makes things happen in the office and really gets things done, Debbie Smidler is here. I did pronounce that right, Debbie?
Yes. Smidler is it. Just remember Debbie with a smile.
Yeah. The smiles works lengths. The haircut's nice.
Yeah. Well, thanks about that. But yeah. No, I like to think that I give service with a smile. So it's easy to remember Smidler instead of Smidler with remembering the smile.
Website, by the way, is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. Bibbings, B-I-B-B-I-N-G-S. Not hard to find at all. You can Google it and it comes right up to the top. Main office at 1111 Main Street in St. Joe, right at the corner near the corner of Main and Niles Avenue. Also, there's an office down in New Buffalo as well. Debbie, you weren't here last time when Judy and Shelley were, so give me a little bit of your background. How'd you get here? I don't mean to the radio stations. I mean...
Yeah. No, my background is really in accounting. I have an associate's degree. I grew up in central Indiana and on a farm. And then my husband and I moved to Dayton, Ohio, and we lived there and raised our kids and ended up here. So we love it here. The lake's beautiful.
Yeah.
When I moved back into this area, I decided to throw in my towel with all the accounting. I was tired of that type of thing. Decided I wanted to go into banking. And so I worked for United Federal for a while and Judy stole me.
You up.
Yeah.
Baller.
Yeah.
Stole Shelly from there, too. It's a good place to...
I actually worked with Shelly, so... I'd worked with Shelly, and so when this position, when they decided to expand Bibbings Property Group, Shelly threw my name into the towel. It was something...
And we're so glad we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Boy, it's a great team effort. Judy does all the listings, and occasionally does some buyers as well. Shelly does all the buyers, and you make sure it all comes together, Debbie, and
she keeps us in line.
Yeah. Shelly stays really close with her buyers and works with them right up until the time it gets through the lending process. And I work more with them toward the end on Shelly's side. On the listing side, it starts sooner because once we have it listed, there's feedback and stuff to give. And I collect that and get it back to the sellers and stuff and start keeping everybody informed of what's going on. I keep all of the little stats and calendars so they know where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's no paperwork involved in real estate anywhere, either my side or your side, of course. And
so not at all.
Making all the disclosures are checked and signed in the right spot.
Yeah.
Test inspections in. And if we've got well and septics and those inspections get done and are in. And
yeah, they don't have to worry about anything compliance-wise because I take care of that. If there's something missing,
it gets done.
It gets done. Yeah. Whether
it's
I have to go
detailed.
To them. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I brought to the group is my detail.
It's critical.
Yeah. In this day and age it is because everybody's working so quickly that you think, oh, yeah, well, there's 5 people that have gone through and looked at this. Well, I'm the 6th person, but that 6th person can see something that the other 5 didn't know about. So it's one of those things where you do. And since I handle all the paperwork coming in, I better be aware of everything that's supposed to be going out. So.
Well, and sometimes we get so busy working on the next client, checking these forms that though that first 5 set of eyes have so much paperwork flying in front that we miss things and we need that fixed that.
And it takes all 3 of us looking at things and stuff and staying in contact to do that. And then, you know, when Shelly and Judy are out, and something needs to be done, and, you know, Shelly's got 5 houses that she's trying to show, she can pick up the phone, say, hey, Debbie, and I'm totally aware of where every file is, and I can pick up, get that answer to her so that she can stay on top with her clients, too.
Outstanding.
So one of the beauties of our team is that we all three know what's going on with each person. So if Shelly has an offer going on a property, I may not have been with the buyer and may not even know the buyer, but I know everything that's going on, and so does Debbie, and vice versa.
Well, that's a great part about having a great, friendly working relationship and the trust between the three of you, too.
We love each other.
We do.
She gets paid to say that.
Of course. And the movie's coming out soon from Paramount.
Yeah.
Major theater released.
Actually, it would be pretty funny having a movie done about the three of us at times, but yeah.
We need to take care of the radio side of business and take a quick break. Shelly, what's your cell phone number?
My number is 269-325-3547.
And Judy?
269-930-5413.
And is there a separate main office line?
The Keller Williams office is 269-982-7653.
And of course, the website is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate from the Bibbings Property Group with Keller Williams. In the studio tonight, it's Debbie Smidler, Shelly Bussey, and Judy Bibbings. Judy's cell phone is 930-5413. Shelly's 325-3547. The website, some amazing listings out there, is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. And we'll get to talking about some of the listings you have currently in a little bit. But let's talk about some of the things we're seeing out in the market that cause little hiccups. Or big hiccups.
Sometimes they're big.
That we have to take care of because we were talking off air about one where the property line kind of went through the middle of a kitchen. What do you do when those things come up?
Cry.
Bite your nails.
Property lines through the middle of a kitchen, that's kind of a big deal. And clearly that was not a built recently house or it never would have happened.
Well, one of the ironic things about this story is that that house has been sold several times and it wasn't caught previously. And it got caught in the survey this time in the title work. So
think then that there's an existing title policy that would cover some of that, but that's not the case.
Oh, there were several title policies because there was refinancing that was done with different title companies and they just did all kept going. It wasn't the property that started the whole situation required a survey. And when they went in with the survey, that's where they found the problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, the problem wasn't with one of our properties. It was
another
at the end of a street.
Yeah.
And so they went through the loops getting everything fixed that they needed to, but they still weren't able to sell because the entire road needed to be adjusted. So that's when we kind of had to jump in and just start calling people. You know, you have an attorney involved, you have survey people involved, new legal descriptions, every single property owner on the street. And so we just dug our feet in and you learn as you go. But
I'm assuming I know where the property is and that's we don't need to share that, but I'm assuming that we're talking about farm and maybe some 1970s type construction. So that then somebody just went to the farmer who actually owned the part of the land that went down the middle of the street and said, hey, we'd like this portion of your land so that every house on this block can have their own lot?
Well, the way the easement was, it started out with an easement issue on a private road. So there was a private road going through and properties had built on that road. Well, when the easement was actually set up, the property descriptions overlap. And so somebody had to give up something because the farmer on one side had it up clear to the house, and then the easement itself was another issue.
Yeah.
So yeah, it all had to be redone. So there was new legal descriptions, new deeds, the whole bit.
Well, and private roads can be an issue too, depending on where you're financing. Fannie Mae, for instance, there must be a maintenance agreement filed with the county and everybody signed up. Freddie Mac doesn't care. They'll let you, just for future reference, if you've got one, if there's a private road and there's no maintenance agreement, make sure they're going to Freddie instead of Fannie. But I just have one right now in process. And we talked to Garrett Lab yesterday, well and septic, Berrien Springs. And they said, well, we couldn't find the well. The water's fine coming out of the tap. It tests okay, but we couldn't find the well. And the septic is buried 6 feet underground. So in order to go check it, we're going to have to pull in a backhoe.
Wow.
You know, so we were reaching out to the listing agent because the selling agent's on vacation going, hey, will you call Garrett Labs and sort this out? You know, those things can delay you.
Yeah, they can delay you. And that's where our group comes in, because I can pick up those things that may be consuming time for one. Then Judy and Shelley are left to take care of everything else.
Well, I can say we have hours and hours and hours of work into this particular closing, and it is closing. But that's what sets us apart, is it's really hard for one agent to do everything, to check all the files really well and to be the buyer agent and the listing agent and handle it. It's,
oh, sure.
It's a lot of juggling. And so that's what makes the team great, because we specialize. And Debbie's very detailed, and we're lucky for that.
Yeah, you're very detailed and creative, too, and so is Shelley, and all three of you. I've seen your work for years. What are some other, a couple other things? I mean, people sometimes expect that I'm going to go in, I'm going to sign my purchase agreement, and 10 days later, we'll be done, and let's go. But you can close that quickly, especially if you're paying cash. But in general, sometimes things just crop up. I would bet most of the time on your listing side that you're actually helping folks understand they got to fix these things before you're putting it out on the MLS.
Right. I always tell people when I go in, I'm one of the realtors that'll tell you the truth. If your house smells like a cat. I'm going to tell you it smells like a cat, because we're a team. So I have the Bibbings Property Group team, but then we become a team with the seller, because we're on the same team to get the job done and get the house sold. So I'll tell you, you know, if something needs to be moved, if you need to clean something, whatever, because that's how the listing will shine. And we want to be the bride, not the bridesmaid, when people are out looking at houses. So I tell them up front, rather than let it sit on the market for a long time and then find out that it's because it was dirty or whatever.
Well, it happens when you're looking, working with the buyers too, Shelley. And I had a young lady sitting in my office, and she was looking at a house in the city, but South St. Joe, as it were. She said, why has that house been on the market for 90 days? And we were walking through the pictures, and I said, because that kitchen hasn't been updated, and that bathroom hasn't been updated, and this bathroom in the basement doesn't even have a door into the bathroom. And most buyers these days, they want to walk in and be ready to give me the keys, let's go. They don't want to walk in and go, oh, now I got a major project to do.
But back to the detail part, so many people, I think, out there that don't know much about real estate, they think that it's really easy. You know, you just put a sign in the yard, key box on, it sells, and then you go to closing and the realtor gets paid. But there's a lot that goes on in the background. And it's difficult if that's not your profession, if you don't have the experience in it, you don't know what to look for and that kind of thing. There's a lot that goes on in a lot of ways things can fall apart.
I mean, this is legal contracts, legal documents, title work, as we said, and we're reading the survey and the property description. There's a lot of legal things going on here that sometimes folks will go for sale by owners and get bit really badly because they don't have that real estate expertise behind them, making sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. We need to take another break. I was going to say bathroom. Do we need a bathroom break, anybody? No, it's the commercial side of radio that pays the bills. We're talking to the Bibbings Property Group, Debbie Smidler, Shelley Bussey, Judy Bibbings. Judy's cell phone, 269-930-5413. Shelley's is 269-325-3547. And the office number is 982-7653. Website, easy to find, BibbingsPropertyGroup.com.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate from the Bibbings Property Group with Keller Williams. In the studio tonight, it's Debbie Smidler, Shelley Bussey, and Judy Bibbings. Judy's cell phone is 930-5413. Shelley's 325-3547. The website, some amazing listings out there, is bibbingspropertygroup.com. And let's talk about some of the things we're seeing out in the market that cause little hiccups.
I'm having some frustrations because lenders push back at me sometimes. I don't get the numbers until the day before the closing.
Right.
You know, the CDs go out to the clients. I don't get the numbers until right before. So yesterday morning, I received the numbers for today's closing. And, well, there was supposed to be a seller credit on there, and they had eliminated the seller, or basically reduced it. And so when I called, I said, I went straight to the lender instead of going through Shelley because I have a relationship with the lender. And so I said, you know, this doesn't look right. And his response was, well, you know what, Debbie? It doesn't look right. So he went and asked somebody else about it, and they said, nope, it's right. Well, come down to it, it was a software glitch. I stayed on it. I sent an email out last night laying out the numbers. You think that all those things are double checked, but we rely on those computers so much. And if something doesn't carry forward.
Right. Well, and a lot of times you'll run into FHA in particular has been auditing everybody and making sure that the buyer had their 3.5% in. Because if it's less than that, they're going to make you buy the loan back. So in particular, where I had to have a discussion with an underwriter because she was saying this $450 inspection fee can't be credited back, so they weren't getting all of the seller's credit.
Yeah. And that's...
It didn't take long to get that solved, and that underwriter had come to us from a bank that didn't allow that, but FHA does. That kind of minor detail can...
Well, and it's frustrating because a lot of times what I get told, not from this particular lender, he dove right in and said, you know, let's check this out. I see where you're coming from and I can't answer your questions, so let's get them answered. But a lot of times I get, this has been through so many hands. No, it's been through so many hands. Debbie, believe me, it's right. And we had a situation a year ago where I backed down and at 5:30 we were back in the closing room reclosing it because I was correct.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that the lender said it's 4 o'clock the day before closing?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah. Why am I just finding out at 4 o'clock the day before closing?
You didn't show us the figures before.
Well, but it's not. That's a fault in the system because
we don't see them.
Not all realtors check all of their statements and stuff, and a lot of times we don't get the statements until the day before. The CDs go out to the clients, and that's between the client and.
Right. But those CDs are also wrong because the CDs that all of us send out to the clients before closing have not been through the title company's hands yet. And so in a lot of cases, it's not till the day before that the title company's getting the figures that the buyer has seen so they can add tax prorations, whatever else needs to be in there.
And then to add to all that trouble is I don't see the disclosure. I see what the title company has converted over. So when I'm talking to the lender, I'm seeing one statement. They're looking at their numbers that they provided to the title company. So we're not looking at the same things.
No.
So then it's one of those things where I'm going to start requesting that I see those disclosures ahead of time.
Well, and quite honestly, John, most agents don't look at their sheet does.
And we have
property tax allocations.
They just think it looks okay. They look at their commission. They look at the price. And
are you okay with what you're bringing to closing? Great, let's go.
Truthfully, that's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where I trust everyone that I work with and stuff. And so if I have a question, I just run it by because we are all so busy that doesn't matter how many eyes look at that. You know, we're there for the buyer or our seller, and we need to make sure that those numbers and stuff are right. So I read every title commitment.
Yeah, there, things in title commitments will come back and bite you if you're not paying attention to it.
Yep, yep. You know,
I had a closing earlier this year where we had to switch title companies because there was an exemption that one title company wouldn't grant, and the other title company went, oh, sure, we'll take it.
Well, surveys is another thing. You know, different title companies, some title companies want anything on water surveyed regardless.
Yeah.
Other title companies, as long as there's a recent survey out there, they're okay with it.
Yeah. lenders can be different lenders can be particular about what they want and how they want it.
Yeah. My job's difficult because I'm balancing so many different people, and I don't want to, like, if I don't say something, then it goes through, and if I do say something, then I make people mad because they're last minute scrambling, but I'm the last person that sees it.
I think that's part of the difference between the Bibbings group too. You're not just examining this stuff to protect the Bibbings group or Keller Williams.
No, I'm protecting our clients.
Mm-hmm. That's just very important, particularly these days when some folks get litigious.
Yeah. The business is harder than it was 18 years ago.
No kidding. Okay. Yeah. Just to clarify. Yeah. We need to take care of the radio side of business and take a quick break. We're talking to the Bibbings Property Group, Debbie Smidler, Shelley Bussey, Judy Bibbings. Judy's cell phone, 269-930-5413. Shelley's is 269-325-3547. And the office number is 982-7653. Website, easy to find, BibbingsPropertyGroup.com.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace with the Bibbings Property Group. BibbingsPropertyGroup.com is the easy website to find. Judy's cell phone number is 930-5413. Shelley's 325-3547. Office number is 982-7653. Debbie Smidler here as well. Let's talk about Perry Drive in Stevensville. Can we do that?
Sure.
Because you have some, and there's some other great listings I want to talk about if we have time too. But 2356 Perry Drive in Stevensville, Lakeshore Schools. Yes,
Lakeshore Schools. I thought you were reading it. Yes, of course, it's Lakeshore Schools.
I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
Great neighborhood off of DeMauro Road.
Yeah, 2,500 square feet above grade, four bedrooms, two baths. Looks like three car garage. Property taxes are only $41,146. It's just the pictures on the website are just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, not for the picture taken. I mean the house.
Oh.
But tell me something.
The house is nice, though. It's easy to take good pictures.
Yeah.
The great room has got a fireplace, and it's got huge windows, so it's very light and bright. The kitchen's very big with an island that has, it's all granite, but the kitchen is really big. It's got a eating area that has a desk built in, which is great, and it walks out to a deck, which is very big, and the backyard's totally fenced with cedar fencing. Basement is unfinished, but it's got the high ceiling. And easy to make it how you want. And
well, if the basement was finished, it'd be 4 1/4 or something.
There you go. That's right. And then upstairs, it's got all the bedrooms have walk-in closets, which is nice.
Sorry, I forgot to turn the phone off. I'm on the radio. I can't talk right now.
So it's a great house in a great neighborhood, and it's vinyl and brick, so it's easy to maintain, a big lot, and this house is gorgeous. It's really, really nice. It's a one-owner home, and the people have not put a lot of nail holes in the wall or anything. It's just ready to move into. It's just really very nice home.
Beautifully maintained.
Beautifully maintained. Yes, it is.
3799 2356 Perry Drive in Stevensville, again, Lakeshore Schools. And the only reason we clarify that is because you can have a Stevensville address and be St. Joe Schools, and you can have a St. Joe address and be Lakeshore Schools, and some folks are particular. Both good school districts. Also down in Stevensville, 2286 West John Beers Road. Listing price is $299.9. You've got 3 bedrooms, 2 full baths, 2,300 square feet, all levels, 1,700 square feet on the above grade, as it were. Property tax is only $26.80. Lakeshore School District again. Tell me about this. It's got a nice wooded setting around it.
It's a beautiful setting with a creek that runs along the perimeter of the property. It's got a sunny spot in the back with loads of grass, and then it's got trees beyond that. So it's the grass and then the creek and then trees. And the front yard is very big, too. It's not like you'd imagine on John Beers Road. It's like a private little serene setting that would surprise you once you get into the driveway, and you can turn around there and you don't have to back out onto John Beers. So very quiet, park-like setting. The house is a California contemporary. It's got vaulted ceilings with beams. And it's a very nice home. So, Lakeshore Schools.
Built in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Skylights, 2 fireplaces as well. And ranch style, so you don't have to do stairs. If you
you don't want to go downstairs, you don't need to.
Excellent. $299.9 is the listing price. 2286 West John Beers Road in Stevensville. And let's jump up over to St. Joe. Not standard, but in St. Joe, we see a lot of brick ranches
mm-hmm.
with 2-car attached garages. That might even be 3 cars. Is that 3-car?
It's actually a 4-car.
It's two 2-car
attached garages.
2903 Thayer Drive in St. Joe, and only at $214.9.
It's a good buy. It's an all brick ranch. It's got a swimming pool, and yet, even though the backyard is not full of a swimming pool, you've got a patio area, loads of storage for your outdoor toys and pool items, and it's got hardwood floors, really big kitchen, unfinished basement, fireplace, 3 bedrooms. It's a nice buy, and it's a really great location.
Yeah, that's
all brick.
2903 Thayer Drive in St. Joe. And these ranches tend to move pretty quickly
mm-hmm.
In general because, well, there's a lot of them. And there are some that are older and need some updates. How's this one?
This one is move-in ready. It's
all,
in great
all set to go.
Great condition, yep.
Mm-hmm. And 4 cars, so I can say, you go to the garage.
It's very unusual to have two-car garages, and they're together. So it's all attached to the house. It's not like it's a detached off in the backyard or anything.
Well, Thayer is one of my favorite listings.
Why?
For me, when I walk in there, it's gorgeous. So it's one of my favorite listings that we have.
Yeah, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 1,632 square feet, which is, especially if you're got to my age where the kids are about to be completely out of the house, I hope, think. It's the kind of ranch I live, except I only have 2-car garage, and I'd really like to have the 4. Because on the right, the wife's garden equipment, landscaping equipment could fit in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But easy to maintain.
Has a huge kitchen, and that's big for me because I know that I end up entertaining through the kitchen. So,
yeah,
I like having the big kitchen.
Are you inviting us over for dinner? Are you cooking?
It's not my house, but
she's not home for dinner as her husband will attest. She works all the time.
Yeah.
Well, just like the rest of us, particularly mm-hmm. this time of the year, it's the nature of the business.
Yeah.
You have a phenomenal listing, Judy, out in Cassopolis. Howard Drive, is it?
Howell Drive on Diamond
Howell.
Lake.
Mm-hmm. H-O-W-E-L-L Drive, like Mr. Howell, Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. It is lovely.
On the water.
Got a breathtaking
floor to ceiling
view.
Glass on the side. Tell me about that house.
Yeah, it's a contemporary. It's multi-level. 2 fireplaces, all glass across the front. It's got a boathouse down on the water, which is nice because you can sit down there and you could actually screen the front and make a screen porch out of it instead of putting a boat in there. But it's got plenty of property, and it's got 4 bedrooms and 4 baths. It's just gorgeous, absolutely custom built, a gorgeous home.
And in the 1.14 million range,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Million.
Outstanding. You got to go out to BibbingsPropertyGroup.com.
Check out
when the window pops up, it says, contact information, fill that out and go look at that house among the others, because that's just gorgeous.
Yeah, we have a lot of waterfront properties, so it is good and worth your while to go ahead and look at the listings that we have. And of course, we can sell anything that's listed by anyone in the MLS, so give us a call.
What's your number again, Judy?
269-930-5413.
Shelley?
269-325-3547. And I love showing lakefront property, so call me.
And Debbie, because I need to make sure that I'm in touch with you and as well. What's the office number?
The office number is 269-982-7653.
Website, again, easy to find. Bibbins Property Group, part of Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan, which includes offices in New Buffalo and St. Joe. The St. Joe office here for the Bibbins Group, 1111 Main Street, right near the corner of Niles and Main. So that's a great
location.
Meet there and then run and go tour houses. And
you can like us on Facebook, Bibbins Property Group.
.com. Do you have any open houses coming up?
This weekend we do. We have one on Napier Avenue. It'll be from 1 to 3. It's a nice house listed at 124.9. It's an old farmhouse in really great condition and a double lot and a three-car garage. Easy to get in and out of Napier because you can go through the property and get out on another street. Wow. So it's adorable. It's a good one. Stop by between 1 and 3 this Sunday.
Judy, Debbie, Shelley, thanks very much for coming by. Continued success this summer, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thanks, John. We really appreciate
you, John.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
I'm not scared anymore.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.